He can kick the distance.
He can kick the distance.
Hell, can he from there?
He's 52 meters out.
Oh, no.
Lennon has the footy with hope in his heart and dreams in his eyes. Lennon steps to the mark.
He's missed it.
Port are premiers. The Borough have done it. The Borough over the year. They stand alone and they stand tall to win the 2017 premiership.
Oh, that was Michael Leeds, part of our call team. And incredibly, that was actually surpassed by a very sad end to the TAC Cup for Sandringham Dragons. But that's a story for another day, because we don't commiserate with the losers who missed their chance for glory with after siren kicks. We celebrate with a famous winner, Port Melbourne, who was on the back foot for much of the day and in the last quarter twice had to bridge deficits of over 2 goals in a low-scoring game. They found inner resolve that nobody could have imagined they had. And I imagine their coach, Gary Ayres, well, I'll ask him. Gary, one word to describe it: amazed, proud, delighted. Which one best suits your feeling when that goal was missed and you were crowned premiers?
Oh, thanks, Fonny. First and foremost, appreciate being on the show, but probably the one word was unbelievable. So that was how I explained it to the players that I saw after the game running onto the ground. And of course, then that was followed up by what a game. And I think I might have even put an expletive in there as well, funny as well. So, no, but you called it right. That's the first time I've actually heard the radio side of the last kick after the siren. And I tell you what, mate, the old grey hairs on the back of the neck are standing up as we speak now.
I'll tell you what, Gary, Port Melbourne for the entire afternoon was the bloke that kept on knocking, but the van was rocking and not letting you in. Richmond were able to on many occasions, you would win possession, you would, with excellent coverage of the unfamiliar Etihad Stadium, get the ball into positions that I thought, right, now the Borough can really take advantage. But they have a couple of good tall defenders in Mahocek and the other M, whatever it is.
Murdoch.
I'm saying you've got those defenders. They've got great defenders in Batchelor, of course. You know, he's a seasoned footballer, and with players like Conker back there, it was just so hard to get through. And I just commend your blokes for continuing with 4 quarters of effort when most teams, having faced the straight bat of Richmond, would have packed it in at some point in time. I just can't believe you found resolves to keep coming so often.
Spot on, Finey. And I guess we've tried to obviously instill a culture about how we play on any given day. Is the two most important sirens, of course, is the first one to start the game, and the second one is obviously when it finishes, and what you do in between is super important. But you're 100% right. I really thought during the week that the Kanhere Tuku withdrawal with a pretty badly torn ankle ligaments was going to really end up coming back to bite us on the bum. Time and time again, we constructed a lot of terrific play, but we just couldn't then, as you said, that last kick inside 50 and the intercept marking of Garthwaite and Batchelor, and they were able to get their game going pretty well. But then so were we, and they probably end up being the best defensive unit against the best offensive unit. And in the end, at three-quarter time, I just thought if we could actually get something happening in our forward line and we only needed 2 or 3 moments, I thought we actually could just pinch it in the end. And Bill Conway's performance in that last quarter, mate, was outstanding with 3 goals. And Mitch Wolfenden, as we know, got the sealer at the end of the day. So I just felt that was the persistence, the perseverance, and obviously the desire of the players that I've got at my disposal, and they've just been quite remarkable, really.
To be honest, Dylan Conway was 1 quarter away from a disappointing grand final. The spearhead from Williamstown, who had really shook up the old foe in the preliminary final, things just weren't going his way. But that is the beauty of a real competitor. And I guess in Dylan Conway, we get the embodiment of the whole team, and he stuck at it, and three last quarter goals, he goes a long way to winning Port a famous 17th flag.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess one of the philosophies that we also have at Port is that it mightn't be a match, but it can be a moment. And we don't really obviously care who kicks the goals or who does the particular play that obviously is able to score assists. But it's really about finishing off the work. And we got both Jill Conway and Anthony Anastasio, and also too even Robbie Nahas across in the last 10 months to improve our strike power up in the forward line. And even though Robbie didn't kick any goals, I thought he had a slightly different role that he needed to play for us, which was up a little bit higher. But certainly Jill Conway's had a super year. He's probably end up rolling, I think, in about third or fourth on the goal-kicking table. And it was important because Geordie Lyle was thereabouts in relation to his competitiveness and contesting work, but he didn't hit the scoreboard. And we just needed him, as you said in your opener, that it was a low-scoring game and go into a VFL three-quarter time huddle and it's 6-6. You're just trying to kick 10 or 11 goals, and that was what was going to win you the game.
Two completely different players had great games. You mentioned Robin Nahas. He is the run. He is the daring dash that takes the game on. And then there's Toby Pinwell, who in the stoppages, when the game grinds to a standstill and you just need some strength in there so the ball's not ripped out of your hands, because Richmond had plenty of good midfielders willing to do it, and they both execute really well, I thought.
You're right. And look, we got Robbie, obviously, being an ex-Borough boy, and he's had 10 years in the AFL system, and we had to sort of take stock a little bit and say, hey, how are we going to improve our position at Port Melbourne and really challenge for a grand final? And we changed our game plan up a little bit. We had the crash and bash, as you know, with Johnny Baird and Shane Valenti and, of course, Toby Pinwall. And then, of course, the outside run was something that we needed to recruit. And we obviously based our game plan around the fact that we wanted to play at Etihad and, of course, use a particular style of play. And Toby's just quite remarkable, really. Like, I've had 10 years with him as a coach and a player, and he's assumed the big shoes to fill in relation to Johnny Baird stepping down in the end of 2014. And he's a warrior. He knows nothing else but how to play the game in a real aggressive manner. And his attitude to throw himself at the bottom of packs, to lead by example, to be even, I guess, tiptoeing on that edge when we saw him have a little bit of a bump on Tom Boyd against Footscray a couple of weeks ago. And that epitomises Toby. He's far up through and through, and I can't thank him enough for obviously what he's done for me personally. I lean on him a lot as captain of the footy club, but he just consistently steps up, and I love him, and obviously the Port Melbourne supporters love him as well.
Gary, I'd love to continue the chat, but we've got a chat lined up with the Assistant Commissioner of Police, Steve Leaney, with changed conditions, both traffic and just a reminder as to what's expected when big crowds now gather in 2017. And, mate, I'd be willing to leave... I'd leave Alistair Clarkson on hold before I leave the Assistant Commissioner to Police. They've got a job to do, and I'm not going to hold them up in doing it. So congratulations on the win. Apparently, Crackers still hasn't come down from cloud nine. He's made a real nuisance of himself around Howard Cotton's place, looking for nightly parties. So the celebrations are long, hard, and deserved. And well done again, Conan.
Good on you, Fonny. Much appreciated, mate. Yeah, true and true, Burrup. So thanks very much, mate.
Yeah, and that's from somebody who Barry for Caulfield, hated Port Melbourne, but then when all the teams went one by one, it was the first real powerhouse standalone club was the Burrup, now Williamstown and others, but I just love them. I love the way they go about their business. And